This is for you if you want the confidence to be seen and loved for who you truly are, so you can shine and be seen as the star that you are without dimming your light to make others more comfortable and without worrying what other people think. What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it. What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast. Today, we're talking about this feeling of being safe, feeling seen, being okay being seen, being loved for who you truly are, being able to be seen in your authenticity and knowing that it's going to be okay, that people are going to receive you well, that they're going to get you, that they're going to love you, and letting yourself shine in your authenticity. So I know a lot of people in my audience are your stars, right? You are somebody. You are in front of the camera, or you're a coach, or you're on stage, or you're an author, or you are an actor, you are a singer, you are a speaker, you are a leader, you are a healer. A lot of you out there, I know that your dream is to be in front of people, at least to the extent that you have gifts that are here to shape the world. You have passions that are going to change the world, that are going to change people's lives. But in order for that to happen, you need to be able to be seen as that person, to actually do your gifts and allow people to see you as the one who is going to offer them that solution or that care. Or even if we're just talking about you in your regular life, connecting with the people around you or being understood by the people that you are with or that you work with or that you love in your family. And I know that there are times when it feels like you're hiding behind a mask of who you really are. You're not able to say what you think. You're not able to do what you want to do. You're not able to be who you want to be because you have wounds where it feels unsafe to be seen. So this is for you. If you want to be able to turn on your camera and share your genius with the world without worrying what other people think, if you want to be yourself, your true self, without dimming your shine to make other people around you feel comfortable, this is for you, okay? So one of the issues that I see with my clients and when people are hiding, for example, I have a client who is starting her own business. She has this incredible idea. When I talk to her about it, I'm like, oh my God, I just see dollar signs. It's millions of dollars in the making. You just have this amazing idea, this amazing gift. You're going to help so many people. You have such a great insight. Like, this is incredible. But the vulnerability of being seen, it's like being naked. She is dealing with imposter syndrome and it's making her not move, right? So one of the biggest problems with this is that when you don't feel like it's safe to be seen in your truth, it holds you back from making the moves that will take you into your next level. And then you get stuck there, right? You get stuck in the same level of success and influence because more eyes equals more visibility equals more vulnerability. And if you have a story about, I can't be seen because if I am, then it's too revealing, it's unsafe, people aren't going to get it, who am I, blah, 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 all that crap, then you are going to create instances that prove to you it's unsafe to be seen, and you're going to hold yourself back from doing the things that would actually make you happy. And beyond that, it's not just about you either, because a lot of you, like I said, are here to help others. So it's the other people that are also suffering while you are in that limbo phase of like, I really want to, but I can't, so I don't. And then the people that you're here to help, they don't get help. They continue to suffer. They have to sit and stew in their problems and their issues and their pain, whatever it is, while you decide whether or not it's okay to turn your camera on, whether or not it's okay to put your offer out, whether or not it's okay to speak about what you're here to do with your true authenticity. Okay, so that's one of the big problems with this being seen issue, okay? The other problem is when you're afraid of being judged for the real you, so you water yourself down to stay safe, to not rock the boat, to keep the peace. What ends up happening is you stay mediocre. You settle for halfway. You live a half life. Because when you water yourself down, when you try to fit the mold of everybody else, you essentially wipe away all of the things that make you uniquely you, that would set you apart from the rest of the people, right? So it's funny because they're showing me a rainbow right now. They're showing me like, you could be, you're really periwinkle, but because you're feeling like you're not like, oh, what if people don't like periwinkle? I'll just be blue. And like how many, like there's turquoise and there's robin's egg blue and there's like royal blue and there's navy blue and there's sky blue, whatever, right? Like there's so many different blues. There's so many different ways to be blue. But if every version of those blues was just blue, then we only have six colors. And so you really need to understand that if you are periwinkle, you need to be periwinkle. If you are chartreuse, baby, you need to be chartreuse because we need you. You are the only one. You're adding flavor and spice to the regular, degular life that we are living. So when you don't let yourself be that really authentic you, whether it's wacky or wild or loud or even more quiet or reserved or insightful, or maybe you're sassy, maybe you're spicy and you're holding back. Maybe you don't really want to speak your truth because you're afraid of being judged or what people are going to think. You rob everybody else of the insight and the magic that you have to offer. And you also rob yourself of really truly tapping into your truth and your passion, your purpose for being here. And also, this is something that I've learned through my own pursuit of my passion and my purpose every single day, is that when I move things out of the way, like for example, when I'm channeling, things come through in a like a single file line. So I can only get to things one at a time. So I sometimes cannot get to, like, let's say if I'm channeling information or a message, I can't get to the next thing sometimes until I say something. Like for example, like if there's something that they really want me to hear or that is very important, it'll just keep repeating over and over and over in my head until I say it or write it down. Because like I said, it's like a pipeline or a channel and it's single file. And if the thing that is being told to you or brought to you or shared with you, however you envision information and energy coming to you, if you are not moving what's in front out of the way, you don't get the stuff that's behind it. So when you do consistently move the stuff out of the way, when you constantly listen to your intuition and follow your true self and do the things that you actually want to do and say the things that you actually want to say, you move so much energy through your pipeline that you get tons more inspiration to follow than you're used to and what you realize, because you don't understand. It feels like there's just one thing calling you, maybe, or it's a small amount of things calling you, but that's just because they're right at the top or they're right at the tip. And I keep seeing this, the analogy of like the lotion bottle. You know, when you have a lotion bottle and after a while there gets that little, like, it's like a dried lotion and it kind of plugs up the tip of the lotion and you have to like squeeze it out to get it all out, right? And there's like this big like blah, like it all comes out at once, but then it opens up the flow again. So sometimes you have these like energetic clogs and you really need to just do the fucking thing. You need to just say the thing you need to say. You need to say the thing that is really you, do the thing that is really you in order to get the next and the next and the next. So if it feels like you're stuck or that you're just settling or it's just boring or it's not enough, you aren't living who you really are. You aren't being true to the voice that is really calling you. You are settling for being who you think you're supposed to be. And that is the next issue, right? You're hiding behind who you think you're supposed to be. And the problem with that is that it attracts people and things that are a match to your mask, okay? So the other issue with this whole being seen and hiding yourself problem, trauma response, is that when you hide who you really are, when you keep yourself away, when you put that mask on, when you water yourself down, when you dim your shine, what you are doing then is becoming a match to people and things and opportunities who are an energetic match to your mask, to your dim light. You attract more dimness. And at the same time, you block anything that's a match to your actual authenticity, okay? So that means that fake people and unaligned opportunities are going to come to you, and no aligned opportunities are going to be coming. The pipeline is going to be shut off and closed off to people that actually get who you really are and vibe with you and love you for that person and match that energy. You know, when you meet someone that's just like you in those certain ways, I have this thing that happens to me when I meet specific people who have the thing in me that I love most. So there's this part of me that I love the absolute most. And it happens to also be the part of me that I protect the most and the part of me that I hide. So when we're sitting here talking about being seen, the part of me that has been victimized for showing off and being too much and being too loud and being too wacky and just being ridiculous, I love that part of me. And when I meet people who have that and are just that, and they're just out with it, I instantly click with them. I instantly vibe with them, and I love hanging out with them because it gives me permission to just be the part, the version of me that I love the most, and just have that open and be on display. And it's just such a replenishing, amazing feeling. And I cherish those people like to my core and to my heart, because, you know, a lot of the time we are keeping this part of ourselves safe and locked away. And really, this is the best parts of us. This is the parts of us that God came to earth to be, right? Like, it's, again, God came to be periwinkle, not blue, right? Do you get my point? It's like, we can all be just like everybody else, but it really takes truth and trust and authenticity to be who you're supposed to be. And when you are that person unapologetically, it feels so good. And then you also attract the people, the opportunities, the experiences, the things that are a match to that. You get to be more of it, and it gets to be validated in your 3D. What could be fucking better? Isn't that what everybody's looking for? Is that not what you are looking for right now? So this world is a mirror. If it feels like it's not good to be seen for who you truly are, then you won't be able to. You won't be able to be seen for who you truly are if it's not safe or good, right? Because the protection mechanism, the ego. The ego is going to make it so you continue hiding because that's the safer choice. But that's only because the energy has been going in that direction your whole life. But that energy can change. You can shift it right now. Just like changing the course of the direction of the car you're driving. Just turn on your blinker and let's just fucking change lanes right now. And the energy is, it's good to be seen. It's safe to be seen. And when I am seen, amazing, better things happen to me. Good things come. More and more good things come. So I have a very exciting masterclass called Born to Be Seen happening. And it's happening live today. If you're listening in real time, it's happening today, Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm going to leave the link below, but the replay will be available as well. So literally anytime you listen to this, you'll be able to jump on this masterclass. If this is speaking to you and you're like, okay, you know what? I am tired of hiding who I am. I'm tired of pretending I'm somebody that I'm not. I'm tired of worrying what people are going to think if they see the real me. I just want to be myself. I just want to be true about it. I just want to put my shit out there. I don't want to be afraid to turn on my camera. I don't want to be worried about what XYZ person is thinking about. Nah, nah, nah. I don't want to be stressed or worried about who I am, who I've been, what people are going to think when they see that. Nah, 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 nah. I don't even want to finish these sentences because they're gross, right? We already know why it doesn't result in a good reality, right? We just talked about it. If you don't know, rewind the episode and start over. So if this is speaking to you and you want to work on this now so that you can shine as that true self, let your light be bright, blinding people, loving it and them loving you because of it, being able to be confident and comfortable in who you really are and letting that be on display. The Born to Be Seen Masterclass is for you. So I'm going to leave that link in the show notes. Again, if you're listening to this in real time, you can join me today live. And the difference between the live and the replay is that when you're there live, then I'll actually coach you on the call. So it's going to be amazing and powerful for anybody, whether you listen live or you grab the replay. But the added bonus of being there live is that I actually like to call on people there and really work with the issues that you're going through. Because number one, I think it's really powerful for everybody to hear the coaching that everybody else gets. But also, I want you to be able to take something away that is like, this is going to work on my exact issue. My exact thing is going to be worked on and fixed from being at this experience. So either way, it's going to be powerful. You can join me live or you can grab the replay. The link will stay the same no matter what. I'll make sure it's the same link. And this class is going to be super powerful for those of you that are really just ready to shine and be your true self. You're tired of hiding. You want to maybe explode your business. You want to have deeper relationships with the people in your life. You want to feel comfortable with who you are. This is for you, okay? I love you so much. I so appreciate you. Please DM me on Instagram and let me know how this episode resonated for you. If you're on Spotify, you could leave us a comment or a review, a 5-star review if you're feeling so generous. I love and appreciate you. RoxyTalks.com for more. You can also catch me live every Monday on YouTube and Instagram. I love you so much. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. I will see you next week.